I'm joined on the line by Fin Valley's Dermot McGranahan. Dermot, had a very good evening, and for the first time, welcome to Highland Sunday Sport.
Hi, Oisin. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Dermot. I'm sure you've had a good week following the news that you're going to be part of the Ireland team in Minsk and Belarus for the European Games next year. I'm sure that's a big honour for you. It's the biggest role to date that you've been asked to be involved in.
Yeah, of course, Oisin. Listen, it's lovely. It's lovely to be recognised, you know. Obviously very honoured and humbled, you know, to be part of the Irish team as such, you know, for this prestigious event, you know. Come as a big shock, you know, down the line you're always wondering, you always wish, you always hope for something like this, you know. And you work at the local level and you work with children, as I've been for the last 10 or 12 years, you know, and even before that. And it's just lovely, to be recognised, you know, as such.
Yeah, it's been a big year for you because you were also named as the Regional Development Officer with Athletics Ireland. So a lot of the graft that you've put in over the 10 years that you just mentioned are starting to pay off for you.
Yeah, listen, I got that job back in November. And listen, as I say, find my feet at the minute, but started off pretty well, you know, and we're just, as I say, developing, coach development and athlete development, club development, really. And listen, it's going from strength to strength. We've top-class athletes around the Northwest, you know, as I say, I'm looking after Sligo and Leitrim, Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan, you know, so big area to cover. But listen, we're getting there, and it's all about working together and working and progressing together, you know, Oisin, and it's a top-class job, you know, and just lovely bits.
Yeah, what is the actual aim and I suppose the end result of a development officer? What do you want to see in the region now in your role over the next couple of years?
Well, I would say actually the big problem have probably in most sports is the dropout, you know, moving on from maybe 16, 17, 18 to moving up in the senior competition, you know. So my plan would be maybe pushing on and with the help of some very good people, some very important people who's been in athletics longer than myself, you know. The likes of Neil and Patsy and Eamon Harvey, people like that, Teresa. You know, they've all been, Mark Connolly, such, you know, they've all been about there, and it's just a matter of working together through all the clubs, through the counties, through all the counties, you know, and sort of then maybe into team development, maybe into squads and one thing, you know, and I think that's the way forward, is maybe bringing clubs together and maybe developing them and training and coaching with one another, you know. So I can see in a few years' time that just really from this year on, from September on, my plan would be to draw up squads, maybe. And development squads and performance squads, you know, and maybe about 6 or 7 days throughout the year and work on it that way and just bring different coaches, high level coaches come in just to show, give their experience as such, you know, trying to develop the athlete as such.
Mm. You've been involved with Irish teams before at a Celtic Games level, so now this is going to be a big step up for you, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's just going into a wee bit of the unknown, you know. I've been at 3 Celtic Games as manager, you know. Like I've been in Scotland, Wales, and Ireland, just 3 Ireland as well. But this is a big step, surely. You know, it's team coached. It's really team support as such, you know.
Yeah.
So in the job role there, it's probably technical meetings. You know,
what's that role going to involve, Dermot?
Yeah, I would say probably, it's hard to know, Oisin, but I would say the job will probably bring in, making sure they get their events or such, technical meetings, maybe, just maybe making sure racing numbers, physio, etc. Just to the needs of the athletes, such, you know, Oisin, all these athletes all have their coaches, such. So really, your team support is there to try and help, you know, any problems with food or anything like that, you know, so you'd be called on if there's a problem and just, you know, all you're doing is trying to assist the athlete as such, you know.
Yeah, and it's big for Ireland, of course, going to the European Games. There's a number of Donegal competitors. The McGee clan from Merfo, of course, heavily involved in the badminton. But Kelly McGrory's in there on the athletic side of things.
Yeah, you have the McGee, sure, then you have Kelly McGrory from Chicano. And you actually have another lad who's living in Dublin, the one is Jared O'Donnell. His parents, his mother and father, are both, I think, from around the Kilkerry area. So we have a big connection, big contingent from Donegal as such, you know, and it's not often you get a chance to go to the multi-events competition, you know, there's 65 athletes going from Ireland, covering 9 sports, you know, and it'll be, you know, athletics, boxing, badminton, I think cycling, archery, canoeing, and there's judo and shooting and gymnastics. So you're looking at 5,000 athletes, 5 or 6,000 athletes overall, you know. So, as I say, 65 or 70 athletes going from Ireland. So it's something to look forward to, it's class, you know, big events, biggest event of the year, you know.
Yeah, big event, surely. And I know going into tournaments and big major events that there's always talk about medals and trying to bring medals back to Ireland and back to Donegal. But is it a case going into these games that performance is sort of the first thing that you look at that the Ireland competitors will improve before you even think about medals?
Yeah, obviously, I've been looking at the athletics angle of it. You know, I would say the team's not as strong as probably what it should be, you know. Going forward, where there's 30 countries in the athletics part of it. I think we're ranked with number 15. So it's a different format, you know. So we're looking at classing them as teams, you know, it's all points. And I would say getting into the semi-finals would be a very good position for us as such, you know.
So then, it's next month in Belarus and Minsk. What sort of conditions are the competitors going to be expecting there? Is it going to be warm weather come next month, is it?
Yeah, funny, just when I got the announcement on Wednesday there, I just went on WhatsApp to see a good old buddy of mine, Pierce O'Callaghan, who's heavily involved over there. You know, Pierce himself was involved, number one, as director, and year one of this, and still involved heavily, as he is in the Pan American Games, and plus he is for the World Championships, you know. So I spoke to him about it. He said, oh, he says, get the short spot. This is 30 degrees here, and this is top-class conditions. This is top-class city, you know.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of works are going to go in between now, and is it the 21st of June it starts?
20th of June. We have probably a team day next Friday in Dublin, so in Team Ireland, so bring everybody together, obviously give out their gear, such, you know, and probably photo shoots and one thing else. That happens next Friday morning about 11 o'clock or so. So we take it from there with team meetings and the press and all will be there, and we fly out then on the 20th. They're going to reveal, obviously, who's carrying the flags and one thing or other. So, listen, a lot of that's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. And as I say, we head out on the 20th of June. And we fly back on 2019 again, you know,
yeah.
So 9 days up as such.
Well, that's what, I know we were speaking to Patsy a short time ago. Busy day up at Finn Valley today, obviously, as regional development officer and been involved at the underage level. You said your handful today, but it was another good day.
We had probably 7 hours of athletics there, just held at Finn Valley Athletic Centre here. Ulster Championships and Children's Games, you know, top class. We'll say you're looking probably about 700 athletes here today. A couple of heavy shirts, but some great performances, you know.
Yeah.
Keelan McFadden, people like that. No, really, really good, you know. So, say, future's good, you know, and as the RDO, we're looking forward to the couple of years ahead, you know, and just pushing on and trying to develop the best we can and develop as a county ourselves, you know.
Yeah. Good stuff, Dermot. Many thanks for joining us, and well done on your appointment, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy your time with Ireland and Belarus, and the best of luck with the future.
Actually, thanks very much. Thank you.
No problem, Dermot. Good to talk to you. Dermot McGranahan, the Castle Fun Man of Fun Valley AC. He's going to be part of the Ireland coaching team that's heading off to the European Games. That is in Belarus and Minsk.